Welcome to Everdive! Oh! I catch you off guard.
Yeah.
It's on me. Number one sports show, come on, back for corporate Thunderdome. I am Toe Dix.
Ah, baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian today. She's a beer and water. Why?
Good day, Teddy.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
Fucking Monday Night Football, mostly.
Monday Night Football, two games.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I assume there's some NBA and NHL and stuff.
There is a fuck ton of NBA.
Hell yeah.
You know why? Because we just...
Because fucking
we
Lakers.
We just crowned an insane
Lakers
season
are the fucking
champion.
NBA Cup.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats, Mitt.
That baby Mitt.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mitt.
Could be the first NBA treble.
Wow.
Ooh.
Would that be the one seed, the NBA Cup and the finals?
Yeah, I think.
Nah, they're
I think that would be the third thing.
If I know the Lakers like I think I do, they're only interested in the double.
Yes.
Yeah. They're
not interested in the treble.
The treble would be.
What is the treble? I'm
so.
The treble.
The third.
So that would be like the Warriors year. They had the best record ever.
Oh.
Best record.
But they
in
lost.
Season
and then
tournament.
They lost to
LeBron.
Yeah.
And then they lost to LeBron.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the record. Do I think it's cool that LeBron won the first NBA Cup? Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's very, very,
obviously.
Very cool.
Obviously.
I was like half rooting for the Pacers, half not. Didn't really care who won.
You were rooting for the Pacers. We saw you at the bar. We saw you in the field house.
Don't be a false, bro.
Did you see what I posted out?
Oh, yeah.
No,
that was so sick.
I don't see that.
See the text with my dad?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You didn't.
How would I see the text with your dad?
Tweet out the text with your dad.
Yeah, I'm gonna tweet out the text with my dad. No, I was actually shoot pumped about the Lakers. I didn't really care. I was kind of just going in general, and I thought it was fun. But whatever, doesn't really matter unless they win the actual full thing. So it is what it is.
So they're going for the double.
It is what it is.
They better go for the fucking double, and AD better play like he did that game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me get a McDouble.
Ooh, got him. Let's do tonight.
Hell yeah.
Get right into it.
What do we have first?
Which one do you want first?
Your call, buddy.
All right. Well, then that's what we're going to go with first.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh.
Green Bay Packers.
Tommy.
Travel to MetLife.
Tommy.
In East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Tommy.
And Tommy DeVito.
Gimme DeVito on Monday.
The passing Paisano. What's the total, Mitt? 36 and a half.
Wow, that seems low.
Does it?
That is.
Doesn't it?
Low as shit.
Does it?
Doesn't it?
Does feel a bit.
Bruce doesn't bet totals, but.
It does feel a little low.
Give us a point, Bruce.
Okay, so I'm going one game tonight.
What?
With feel and one with cold hard facts.
Okay.
All the stats are telling me to take the Green Bay Packers. It just doesn't feel like that.
This
though.
Is, I feel.
It's almost.
I feel like this is an all-time trap game.
We're approaching Packers. Too obvious a trap game that we're actually.
I don't think you can have a trap on Monday night, but I could be wrong. It just feels.
There's one way to beat the Packers.
You run, you
run the ball. And that's what the Giants are going to do.
Yeah.
And I think Wink will dial it up on the Packers without Christian Watson a little bit. I think the Giants.
I think we'll know pretty early. If Tommy's running for his life, we're in trouble.
Yeah, Evan Neal is at. So that's actually kind of a net positive.
Yeah.
No offense.
You could have said I wasn't playing. Probably would have said.
Yep. I'm not starting it right tackle.
Yeah, me neither. We're good.
I do think, like, obviously Jordan Love's been playing amazing, hasn't made any game-breaking mistakes in what feels like a month now. But it does feel like it plays into Wink's hand a bit that they're going to likely try to pass the ball down the field a lot. And hopefully the Giants secondary can be opportunistic and generate some interceptions that Jordan Love hasn't been throwing. And then on the flip side, I do think we'll probably pound the rock, Saquon, obviously, and then maybe Tommy DeVito can keep the magic going.
Are the Gigantes off a bye?
Yes.
That's so. That helps too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows Tommy DeVito and Brian Daboll off a bye.
Tommy DeVito's never lost off a bye.
No, he hasn't.
That's a fact, Jack.
Or a Monday night, to be honest.
In the NFL.
Or a Monday night.
Yeah.
I am also on the Giants plus the six. Just because that. Team ride. Honestly, I didn't think we were going to team ride the fucking Giants.
We all thought we were walking in here like we were going to be sold.
And all of a sudden, it's 21-3.
As soon as I got in the truck today, first thing I said to Bruce, I said, feel pretty good about the Giants tonight.
Yeah, I do too. It is the constant win-win scenario where with a loss, move up to fourth pick overall in the NFL draft. With a win, we're one game out of the wild card.
I don't love this. I don't love it.
No, I hate it now.
Giants good defense, though.
Yeah.
They've been playing better.
I think it's hilarious. It's
been a little up and down, but they've been playing well.
I'm just not in the situation where I'm ready to lay 6 points with the Green Bay Packers.
No. I understand they've been playing really well the last couple weeks, but I think water does always find its level. And also, I mean, shit, the same thing can be said about Danny DeVito and the Giants. So
Danny whoever,
no, they are. They've
he's an Eagles fan.
They've leveled off, my friend.
Tommy DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Oh, who am I thinking of?
Syracuse and Illinois legend.
Danny DeVito.
The famous actor.
That's, legend.
Yeah, super.
I Am Legend.
Twins. I don't know if he was in I Am Legend.
No, just he is legend.
He was. He was one of the, zombies.
Yeah, he's one of the zombies.
He's in the sequel coming up.
I pumped for that.
Michael B. Jordan said, first pick, get me fucking Danny DeVito, please.
Oh, yeah.
The other game played at the exact
should be in a
same time. Mitt, thank you. 14 points is the spread in this one as the Tennessee Titans travel down to Hard Rock.
I'm not going to lie, this might be at 13.5 now. It's been changing.
Let me check the board.
It's been changing. This graphic was made at like 11:50 something.
I checked pretty recently and it was a flat 14.
All right. Yep. It is still a flat 14.
All right, there we go.
Oh, we're also seeing green.
Are we seeing green?
Tyreek and DeAndre Hopkins combined for over 14.5 receptions. We are seeing green.
Yeah, I think we're seeing green with green tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
In this one, I will trust the numbers. I will trust that the Dolphins are a wagon. I will trust that the Titans stink on the road. And I will begrudgingly lay it.
It's a lot of points.
And by the way, it was at 13.5 pretty recently because I did a 3.5 point tease to get the Dolphins to 10. And then that one I actually took the Packers down to 2.5. But
hey, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Can't possibly lose.
Bet Midler.
I could middle. Yeah, if I could bet Midler that one, that'd be great. But in this one, if I got to go direction, I'm going to lay with the Dolphins.
I got a plus 455 parlay here.
Okay.
Dolphins money line. Cheetah. HN. Mostert tuds.
Okay.
Yep.
A lot of tuds.
Yeah. What are you paying at?
I thought you said plus four something.
Plus 455. Gotcha, so 50 gotcha. Is 250.
Yeah. 450 was the info I was looking at.
They usually all score.
Yeah. I tried to get cheeky last week and take the Commanders plus 10.5. I thought maybe Sam Howell backdoor cover. I have learned my lesson and I'm just going to say, let's do a little math. We get to 35 plus for the Dolphins. How many points do you reasonably believe that the Titans can score? I don't really know if I believe that they can get to 21. Even if they do, you're still going to cover the 14 most likely. So yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I'm laying, I'll buy it to 13.5, but I'm laying it with the Dolphins as well.
Okay.
Yeah, my official pick is 13.5 because that's what I saw it at whenever I took it. But yeah. I love the Dolphins, actually. The Giants, I kind of was just forcing a bet there. I wanted the plus points. I thought it was more fun. I'm going to put less on that. Love this bet.
It is more fun.
I hope Tommy
Giants DeVito, are a fun bet.
I hope the Tommy DeVito Giants just go out there.
Titans would not be a fun bet.
No.
Now, with us being said,
Will Levis is doing some fun stuff.
Sure.
He was doing like the getting jacked up and flying through the air. That was sick.
Yeah.
He's got so much moxie. He was yelling at DeAndre Hopkins.
Does this have Will Levis? No, I don't want to put that in the air.
No, don't.
No.
That you knew where I was going.
Oh, yeah.
His debut vibes.
His debut is when he came out and threw for like 3 touchdowns.
No, that's not what I was putting in the air. There's a certain revenge factor tonight, but.
What?
Ooh.
I'm not putting that in the air.
Don't.
Wait, who?
I don't get it.
Nope.
There's a quarterback on the Titans roster.
Who?
Tanny.
What? He's going to fuck up a snap again?
We're going to move on.
Yeah. Let's carry on.
A Okay.
Because for it to be a Tanner revenge game, something bad would have to happen.
Yeah, we're not doing
it. We don't do that here.
Oh, we're
speaking
not.
Of bad things happening, T-Mobile is activated and will serve as backup.
What's his problem? Nito.
What do you mean?
Why doesn't he want to support Tommy?
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a rough go in his career getting Wally Pipped basically every
Yeah, like,
but that's who you are.
I understand
now.
When you got Wally Pipped when the charge, like, the Giants doctor didn't fuck him over. He got legitimately hurt.
Yeah, he checked to a run.
And sorry, Tommy DeVito is playing a lot better.
A lot is a lot to say, but he's
a lot better.
I love T-Mobile, but I mean,
would you rather have Tyrod Taylor or Patrick Mahomes?
I would rather have Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
If Tyrod Taylor's
guess whose numbers are the same as Patrick Mahomes?
Tommy DeVito.
Exactly.
If Tommy DeVito wins
tonight. I'm tired of you putting Tommy DeVito.
No.
What is this about?
If Tommy DeVito wins tonight, he is Brock Purdy, and we will face the 49ers in the NFC Championship game.
Shut the fuck up.
Next year?
This year.
Speaking of the.
I don't know if you can make a play.
The Chiefs.
We'll be one game out of the wild card with a win tonight. Yep. Tony, you scumbag. I don't lose hope.
In what world was that that Josh Allen play? Absolutely incredible.
That was sick. Yeah, the one going out of bounds.
In what world is that a catch?
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought it was a catch.
I didn't really.
He dropped it when he was going. It was like when you're turning two and you drop it in the transition from. That's how I looked at it.
I might be wrong. I was like, how? I was in disbelief.
Real speed. I was pretty confused myself. I was traveling, but so I was watching on my phone, but real time I was like, what?
Because it was like he had it, and then when he tried to put it away,
he turned,
it fell out,
put it away.
I thought it was a catch because the ball came out while he was making a football move.
So bingo.
He had already got the ball
by
the
play.
And then it was
a midy stare.
That'd be man.
Hey, you know, in all honesty, I'm sorry to the Chiefs fans that nothing ever goes your way. And I hope you're going to be okay.
I bet on the Chiefs, so I was a bit upset. But I was mostly upset at Kadarius Toney. I didn't fully expect all the outrage about him lining up. Like
I did see a video where he is running out, and he looks at the ref, but he's like 3 yards from being set. Like he's not even close to the line of scrimmage.
He's just like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, he's like, I think he's basically saying like, hey, I'm going to be on the line, but he was...
This is a thing, though. This is a thing in high school football. Like, the ref is actually, if no matter what time of the fucking play clock, you look at the ref and you tell him you're on, if you then move and you're off, the ref is supposed to tell you to move back. Like, didn't tell him to move back very, very clearly. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it could have gone both ways. Yeah, it's the right call, technically. But also, if they don't call it, it happens a lot.
Yeah, I always just lean the way, like, I'm trying to come up with an example that's like the same thing. And then like it was said earlier, like if the refs didn't call it, would anybody have bitched?
No. And like it was
sure there would have been.
You know what I mean though? Like I've always just lean on the side, like if you're the ref, don't you just want to be
wallpaper?
Yeah, but it's like they can't do it. Like they want to be involved. Yep. I think that's my biggest issue. Yes, he was offsides. There is no debating that. I understand. I get it. But it's like at the end of the day, the refs just love getting involved when they fucking feel like it.
And what we also, though, I think we all just want parity in how the refs call the fucking games. Like, at the end of the game, if you're going to let the guys play and you're going to have them make their plays, like, the very clear MVS PI that they didn't call and they said, let it play. I understand why Patrick Mahomes is upset about them not letting that one play.
Also,
I would like more clarity around the neutral zone and what Lane Johnson does and what Von Miller does and just in general...
Also,
what is allowed.
Two things can be true. The Chiefs thought they had beat the game here. Like, they came into this season. Brett Veach said, Chris Jones, you can sit out first game. We don't need you against the Lions. We got Sky Moore, who's going to be top wide receiver. Don't worry. Like, they legitimately thought they could just surround Mahomes with whatever and everything would be fine. And that's just not how the NFL works. Yeah. Like, you have to have weapons, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, they paid their O-line a lot. There's just ways. They paid a bunch of players on their defense.
There's always ways.
There's ways around everything.
Could have got D-Hop. You know what I mean?
Easily.
Could have got anybody, any veteran receiver that was worth a damn.
Could have kept Juju.
Legitimately. Like you could have paid Juju. Like, you just thought you were just going to have Kelsey and who? You know, like...
I understand, but they had a cast
character. I like Rashee Rice, but it's like, good. I don't know.
Kadarius with the game on the line, though, is just a...
I'd be surprised if he plays a story right in itself. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, they need him. They absolutely need him.
All right, quickly, let's go through Tampa over Atlanta. If you looked at numbers of that game, like Ritter, if you'd have been like, hey, Ritter's going to throw for 350, you think they cover?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm already looking ahead, and I want to take the Falcons again next week.
Who do they have?
But I can't. Like,
who do they have?
They're minus three at Carolina.
That was the most obvious Baker's going to go down the field
and score. It's like... This every week sucks. You bet on the Falcons, it's a fucking heart attack.
Mm-hmm. The whole division, dude. You don't know what you're getting with any of these teams.
True. Bears play the Lions well. That's just a thing right now. So that's how that is.
I am with Herb Street
where I do like with the Lions.
They're playing.
With the Bears.
They play hard. Freaking,
you look ahead line next week, you fucking hand me those Denver Broncos getting five at Detroit.
Getting five?
Yep.
Interesting.
Russ, there was a few plays that throw to Cortland Sutton where Russ shook a defender like.
And on the other side, Chargers are dead, dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dead, dead. Since you put it on the Colts, I did not see that coming.
No, what the heck?
Jake Browning's a ball player.
Did not see that coming. Cleveland at home. They're good.
Yep.
Flacco's playing out of his mind.
Home field with all these quarterbacks out. Home field
matters.
Might be worth 4 points.
You're right. I think you're right there. New Orleans put it on Carolina. Carolina fucking stinks. The Jets.
Unbelievable.
Just fucking put it on Houston.
Don't love that. They're coming.
Zachy boy, our sweet prince. He's got nothing to lose.
Yeah, they're coming to Miami next
week. I thought when Baltimore went 3-and-out to start overtime and the Rams got the ball, I thought they were going to score and win. That's not what happened.
No.
That catch by Nacua with no gloves on.
So
that
sick.
Just the
such a dog.
Dude.
So sick.
Stafford, like watching Stafford with cutback has been pretty sweet, but then it's also like he threw one up like back corner. Like you're in field goal range to tie it and he threw
Humphrey up, dropped it.
He threw it up in the double
cover. Humphrey dropped like, it. Should have been game over.
It's like, man, then, what are you doing?
I did not see Vikings Vegas being a 3-0 ball game.
What a barn burner.
Dude, that game, I watched every fucking play.
Vikings defense has been unbelievable.
Like, absolute sweat for a
what's going push on plus O'Connell, man. I didn't see this game. I was no
eye. They just everyone they stunk.
Played horrible. Like
everyone stunk.
Jacobs.
Did we get
hurt.
Jimmy G back?
What the hell?
I don't know. It doesn't feel like it at this point.
No. Jacobs got hurt and then
are we past the point of the Raiders trotting out Aiden O'Connell week one next year?
Probably. Maybe.
They are definitely gonna draft somebody.
Right probably, on. Probably. Right on.
Niners did not cover, but they look like the Niners for most part.
I like the Seahawks showing fight. First time in Pete Carroll's career with the Seahawks, they've lost four in a row.
Ooh, good stat.
And then they are Monday night at home against the Eagles. You want to talk about two teams that need one?
Yeah.
That's need one bowl.
Very much so.
That's the fucking need one bowl.
And then Dallas. That was the side. I don't know if you were on that side.
I didn't bet that.
My officials, I had the Colts, Falcons, and Minnesota. So I was 0-2-1.
Yeah, it was not.
But then those four leans at the end there, San Francisco, Denver, Buffalo, Dallas, should have just went those for officials.
I was 3-5-1.
And the unders with Houston, Carolina were good. Jacksonville was not.
Cowboys are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. When they play good.
They're playing good. Playing good ball.
Here we go. Dowdle was pretty good.
You mean Rico Dowdale?
Yeah, playing well.
Rico Dowdell, yeah, he'll tout the rock.
I mean, I've been saying this whole year, we need 23 getting the ball on the fucking goal line.
You mean Rico Dowdell?
Yes, who used to be number 40-something because he used to play fullback. He's a beast. And then also, I think I said on this program, Dak MVP odds 3 weeks ago, we're going to skyrocket.
Oh, you hate Dak.
I did last year, though, not this year.
You
still hate him. You know I'm the most wishy-washy fan. If somebody has a bad game, if Dak threw four picks and they lost, I would be saying, I want to trade for the number one overall pick. But guess what? He didn't, and he's going to be in the MVP.
What about Gallup getting into the paint last night?
I love to see
it. He had a big game last night.
Brandon Cooks is...
He's a dog.
Brandon Cooks will go down as one of the most underrated
of all time
players of all time.
Yeah.
Him and Mike Evans' stats are just genuinely hilarious because no one ever talks about him. And it's worse that Mike Evans has been on the same damn
team all time. He got knocked out of the Super Bowl with the Patriots when they lost to the Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think if he didn't get knocked out, they might have won that. Like, maybe. He was unbelievable that game.
You know, just a factoid, James Bradbury is early on just every single play.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He PIs every time he starts.
And then he complains.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
You would think when you got a holding call to end the Super Bowl, you might ease up a bit, but I think he's in his own head right now.
He's the patron saint of PI.
Yeah. He's in a bad spot.
What do you guys like in NBA tonight?
There's a lot, so we could just run through them. I like the Indiana Pacers -7 going into Detroit.
Tough barn.
Oh, yeah, tough barn, Detroit, fuck.
Once upon a time.
I like Orlando at home against Cleveland moneyline. I like Minnesota catching 4 going into New Orleans.
Yeah, what's that about?
I genuinely just don't
know. You say you like the Pacers?
Yes, I do like
the Pacers. That's a huge stay away from me. I mean, game after losing the cup.
Let down.
If it was any team,
Vegas in the
Vegas flu.
If it was anybody but the Ass Boys
trying to win $500K on the table.
That was the best tweet.
That's just a tricky spot.
That was the best tweet I've ever seen. It was like Detroit used to have the Bad Boys with the Pistons. Now they got the Ass Boys. What have they lost? 18 in a row.
Yeah.
I just immediately thought about if they get good, make the playoffs, and then just have, you know, we're the Ass Boys, baby, and turn it into a positive.
They already have like 8 losses.
Ass.
Sorry, continue.
Like Minnesota going into New Orleans. I like Dallas moneyline going into Memphis. Those are my NFL. Oh, and then Brooklyn going into Sacramento. They're catching 4. I just like them on the points there.
Okay. Anybody else?
The Nuggets have been absolutely cooking me, but I'm back to ride again.
Okay.
Nuggets moneyline at Hawks. I also like the Wolves getting 4, Mavs money line at Memphis, and then put me down for the Heat money line at Charlotte as well.
Okay.
I'm with you, Mitt, on the Magic at home. They lost by 10 in Cleveland last week, but that was really all first quarter. They got outscored by like 35 points in the first quarter and then beat them in the second, third, and fourth quarter. So I like them to get right at home. I also do like the Knicks. Terrible news today. Mitchell Robinson got ankle surgery. I don't even know when he injured his ankle. He's out for 10 weeks. The Knicks season is most likely over completely. But Hartenstein won't be exhausted yet. So I like them tonight.
Okay. What do you got for CBB?
CBB, short card tonight. I just got Fairleigh Dickinson catching 2.5 versus Columbia. And then, you know.
Just so you know, because I haven't heard their name in a long time, Dukes are on a roll.
Are they?
Yeah.
You know, you watch both these Monday Night Football games.
Okay. And you're a little bored late.
Around, look for something to watch.
Get a little bored.
Tell you what, there's a team called Cal State Northridge.
Yeah, dogs.
You take the money line at home versus Utah Tech and enjoy that one.
Okay.
That'll be a good ball game.
Okay.
Good ball game.
Sure.
Cal State Northridge on Monday.
Cal State Northridge. Welcome back to the program.
Utah Tech.
Guy had a terrible tummy ache.
Oh,
terrible. Nick Peralta.
I do.
How are we?
How are you?
Can I shoehorn in a CBB?
Yeah.
So Yale heads to Quinnipiac tonight in the Battle of Connecticut, a historic rival. These schools actually share all their local watering holes for the most part in Connecticut. I like Quinnipiac plus 9.5.
At home?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough barn.
That is a tough barn, especially if they're sharing watering holes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nick, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
You as well, boys. Missed you. How are we?
It's 4 NHL games tonight.
Yes, I got 3 picks.
Wow.
Love any of them, but
no.
Oh, come on.
Come on,
Nick. You love them.
Well, who do you like then?
I like...
Run through the board.
Okay. Leafs, Isles, who you like?
I like.
Ooh, Isles are hot.
So are Leafs. Not as hot.
Who's in net for the Leafs?
Samsonov.
Ooh, Samsonov.
I'm going to take the Leafs here.
Okay.
But the Isles are hot.
You love
them. And they've crawled out of the basement and they've crawled their way. But yeah, I do. I feel bad for the people, the Torontonians.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they just lost Ohtani.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a damn shame.
That was Well, real heartbreaker because they really thought he was coming. They started to get there. At first, I think they thought no shot.
I assume Gumpy celebrated that one as if the Sox got Otani.
I got a lads group chat with about 12 deep Blue Jays fans, and as soon as the news hit, I just sent in. We'll always have that fake plane route.
I mean, Morenci really fanned the flames.
ETC. I'm a Dodgers fan, but I know he's going to the Blue Jays. ETC.
Hey, what are we doing?
Genuine thoughts and prayers to John Morosi.
Morosi,
the baseball reporter.
Yeah, he is not tweeted that out since the news.
How
could you?
Don't beat yourself up too bad.
I mean, Nightingale was taking a
victory lap.
Nightingale was taking a stand for MLB Insider. The guy was tweeting out Aaron Judge like a year ago to the fucking Giants.
I enjoyed the other guy who ruined the guy for the Blue Jays, his wife's surprise party at the restaurant.
Kikuchi?
Yeah.
50 deep for sushi.
That was good, too.
All right, do you like the Leafs?
I like the Leafs. Give me the Yotes.
Ooh.
Yotes on the road against the Sabres.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Just the vibe on this one with the Yotes. And I will take Stars money line, Texas Hockey 60-minute money line. I apologize, 60-minute money line.
Nothing Flames and Lance?
No. No.
Right, you go.
Stars Lanch, Moneyline Parlay.
Okay.
Yeah. Stars got fucking beat the shit out of by Gary Lawless's boys on Saturday.
Yeah, there's been a couple 6-1. Lately mixed in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
The Rags lost to the Capitals. What the hell?
Yeah, that ruined a fucking
parlay. That'll happen.
The best bet in hockey right now, and I know they're not playing right now, but.
Sure.
You take McJesus and the Oilers money line every game.
Yep.
That is
until they stop.
That is the best bet in hockey. Those boys are absolutely buzzing.
Okay.
Rolling.
Thank you, Nick.
Good luck.
Not a baby, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Good picks.
Good
to see you back on the ice.
Before we get out of here, Bull Week starts this week.
Oh, it does.
What day?
The 16th.
What's the day today?
Today's the 11th, so sometime this week.
Oh, is that Friday?
Saturday.
I got some just some stayaways for me. Just like, hey.
No. What are you talking about?
No stayaways.
Well, I started going away. There's some stayaways.
No.
We're picking every bull.
I will pick every bull, but these are not going in the money line.
Oh, the round Reuben.
Round Reuben.
If you will.
Myrtle Beach Bowl between Ohio and Georgia Southern. Ohio's got Rourke sitting out, their top wideout sitting out, their top running back sitting out.
Yeah, they play without him a lot.
Georgia Southern on the other side has lost four in a row, so I don't like either side there.
What's the line there?
I don't know. Actually, I do know what it is.
2.5, I think.
For who?
Parker Navarro can sling the pill.
2.5. Parker Navarro.
Bobcats will be fine.
I know Parker.
I just worry about the motivation in that one.
Nah, Bob. Dude,
it's the Myrtle Beach Bowl. You go down the boardwalk, you get your tie-dye t-shirt, you get your snow cone.
Sure.
Oh, Ohio's getting 3.5.
Oh, wow.
Put me down.
It has...
Full on flippity.
It is flippy floppy.
Or did it not open at that? And I'm just...
It opened at 2.5. I got it right here. It opened at 2.5. Ohio is favorites.
Jacksonville State.
Everyone's playing in that one, so you know, go all at that one. Be careful with the New Mexico Bowl. Mexico State's quarterback got hurt in the championship game, and Fresno State's quarterback Logan Fife is opting out. So something to think about there.
Mikey Keene can sling the pill.
Mikey Keene can sling the pill.
He can. I mean, we got New Year's Day.
Oh, we're skipping all the way to New Year's
Day. I'm just seeing New Year's Day, Iowa catching 8.5 at Tennessee.
Ooh. You won Iowa?
Yeah, one last time. Why not?
It's a lot of points. Milton's playing, right?
Is he?
What's he sitting out about?
I don't know. But there are some here that
why would he sit?
There's some that I'm really
just to pile on Georgia's favorite by 14 against Florida State.
Bro, wait, just to go back.
There's another one. Don't bet the Sun Bowl.
Why the fuck is Spencer Petras going to fucking Utah State?
Because
I thought he didn't even play football last year.
He was helping. He helped
coaching the offense.
Yeah, well, good.
What's
job.
Their quarterback's name?
Who, the Lego man?
Iowa.
Deacon Hill.
Yeah, Petrus was showing Deacon Hill his way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, he's showing good old Lego man how to fucking.
Don't bet the Sun Bowl.
Hey, what the hell? What's the Sun Bowl? Who's in it?
Oregon State, Notre Dame.
What do you mean? Is coach gone?
Oregon State?
Yeah.
Coach is gone. Their top five guys on offense are all transferring. Their top two tacklers on defense are starting. That's Oregon State.
I like Oregon State.
Notre Dame.
Because the new coach is going to be up there in the press box.
No, he's going to be on the field. It's a DC. They hired the DC.
Oh, in interim. I like Oregon State even more.
Yeah, they hired the interim as the full-time head
coach. Yeah, bada boom, bada bing. Got to put it on tape, boys.
But their second-string quarterback is also gone.
Yeah, who cares? Tony, we're coming out in the flex bone offense.
Notre Dame is sitting out there, or their top three wide receivers are out, their top two tight ends are out, and then maybe Hartman and Joe Alt might all be out.
They got to have like $8 million in the portal.
Who's that?
Notre Dame.
Ton.
They must.
Ton. They're just going to get Riley Leonard, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Is he going to be there in like mink coat on the
side? We have a retirement game.
Oh.
Nice.
In the Arizona Bowl, Toledo versus Wyoming. Toledo's quarterback transferring out. Okay. And then Wyoming's coach is retiring after the game.
Boom.
Heavy Wyoming vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot more notes coming out this week, but.
What if they lose and he's like, I'm not fucking leaving. I'm not fucking leaving.
Rutgers catching 1.5 against Miami.
And I think, Miami's got a lot of people sitting out.
Yeah. Rutgers leading rusher coming back too.
It is preposterous that this has become essentially just the 2024 preseason.
I love it.
It's absurd.
It's great.
It's so ridiculous.
It is pretty sweet.
What is there to play for? Nothing but everything at the same time.
It is like a sweet celly with the bowl.
I just got a text from a Notre Dame source that Hartman did bow out today. So that makes. You want to take Oregon State? You go take Oregon State.
Do they still? Nope. They don't have Drew Pine. Who the hell?
Who?
Notre Dame.
I don't
remember Drew Pine.
Yeah, he went to Arizona State this year. Didn't get the job.
They lost like Marshall at home.
Huh?
He's not in the NFL.
No, Drew Pine? Drew Plitt. Yeah. No, I think he's transferring again, actually.
You're thinking of Drew Plitt, the Ball State quarterback.
No, you're thinking Drew Pine.
Drew Pine's going to end up at Rice. Put that in the prediction world.
And God bless and rest in peace our sweet prince, JT Daniels.
Not dead.
He's
coaching,
medically unable to play football anymore.
Okay.
So in our world, rest in peace. But not dead.
It was a great run.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. Shut your mouth.
So you remember the fucking Let's Ride WVU video?
You're one of those kids that would have been cleaning out Jaden Daniels' locker, being like, this guy stinks.
Yeah, that was funny. I forgot about that.
I actually...
Yeah. Why was it so... The vote numbers were kind of closer than I imagined.
Because there's a lot of people who are like, oh, three losses,
Yeah.
I'm one of those people.
I wouldn't have voted him number one.
I thought the Heisman
voting rules, it just says best player. It has nothing
to do with all season we were told was Heisman. Like, where was Jaden Daniels' Heisman moment when they fucking lost three games?
Smacking his head off.
Or when Penix was throwing darts to close out games every week.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Penix Jr. was my Heisman
moment. Yeah, that was my Heisman.
Michael Penix is my Heisman.
My Heisman moment for Jaden Daniels was the week that he threw for 372 and three touchdowns and ran for 234 and two touchdowns in the same game. That was against Florida.
That is very impressive.
Against Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder he got it. He did that to Billy Napier's boys.
That is absurd. That's like a video game. That's crazy.
It's pretty good. That was when he really made that leap.
They need to be sending YouTube links to that to people like me.
Is there thought of him going before Drake or Caleb?
I haven't heard yet.
Not that high, but
we got to get to combine.
Dude, there is going to be a Drake May push like we've never seen before.
I can't wait for everybody to start spinning that Caleb Williams is the third best quarterback in the class.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be when we know that we hit our peak. There'll be that new test. There'll be the R2 test.
I've seen Bo Nixon and Penix flying up draft boards.
Not higher than
Jaden. No. I saw Jaden all the way up to 6 today on someone's board.
Yeah. Michael Penix will be a Seattle Seahawk. That's fucking.
Bet it now.
As soon as you can bet it, I would bet it.
Might be by way of the New York Giants.
By way.
3 years of the Giants.
You're not
taking. All right, boys.
Taking Maserati Mar.
Just some champs league for tomorrow. Man. Not really much to play for some of these boys, but they still got good squads. Lens moneyline at home versus Sevilla. Arsenal draw no bet versus PSV. And Real Madrid moneyline minus 120 at Union Berlin.
Oh. Tony, I got something for you.
Hell yeah, what do you got, bro?
Tony, there are no shortcuts to building a team. You build that foundation brick by brick. That's from the best coach ever, Bill Belichick.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
And GM.
And best GM ever. Oh. Bill Belichick.
Oh. Oh, what do we got here?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Bill.
I was just about to say good luck. God bless. Hammer down. So what do you got?
Just here are my thoughts. Vrabel isn't going to lose to Tyreek, so I'm going Waddle, too. Huh? Also, this is the Ingold game. Ingold sprinkle at plus 1,100 touchdown.
Okay, I like Ingold.
Giants, Packers, I'm not taking a 2 touchdown.
Okay.
I am taking DeVito.
Tommy.
Bit of and Lawrence Cager.
Oh.
Backup tight end. Also,
Cage, man.
Also plus 1,100.
I wouldn't count out Cage.
I don't know.
That's where I'm living.
I don't know if DeVito's gotten that deep in his reads.
I don't know either. But this is more a broken play.
Yeah.
Cager leaks out to the flat. They roll left. Cager goes right.
I can't wait for it to happen.
Turn, huck, touchdown, Cager.
Yep.
And Ingold, I think it's just his time.
It is his time.
Ingold and Cager will go 1-1 somehow.
Boom.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck. God bless. Hammer them.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah! So-